started. You jumped ship. You've left Tech Edmonton to come and head up this new company. Why did you do that?
Because the Radiant opportunity is just too exciting for me to turn down. And frankly, I feel that I can add more value and be more effective in a private sector arena. You know that most of my career has been in the private sector, and I enjoyed my time with the university enormously, but it's private sector is where I belong. So I was presented with a very exciting opportunity at a time when I was thinking about getting back into that kind of thing anyway.
Did you have a hand in convincing Radiant to move from Vancouver to Edmonton?
I can't claim any credit for that. They were bound and determined to do that before they even approached me.
Now, why is that? What did they see in Alberta?
There's a number of things, Cheryl. First of all, this province has got an excellent supply of qualified people that is going to be needed to drive the growth of the company. So not only from the university scientists and professors and so on that we can access, but people that are technicians can operate machinery, manufacturing operations. A lot of stuff goes on here like that. And that was a factor. The university itself was a factor. We need access to high quality expertise and collaborations with the U of A. But probably the most important factor was access to capital. And AVAC, which is the lead investor in this syndicate that closed earlier this year, AVAC invests in Alberta-based companies. And so we became an Alberta-based company. Another factor, which I don't mind telling you because, we're friends, is Stephen Splinter, who's the Chief Technology Officer, was getting tired of traveling from Vancouver to Toronto. Traveling from Vancouver to Edmonton is a much easier gig for him. He's probably the only one that's not moving. He's staying in Vancouver, he said, otherwise he's not going to be married much longer.
Now, Radiant Technologies, at what stage is it in its commercialization?
The company is in late stage commercialization. I mean, there are no technological hurdles to solve anymore. There are business hurdles that we need to solve now. So the technology has been proven. We have customers. We have $2 million a year in revenue. So there's no question that this works and people are willing to pay for it. The challenge now is just to get more people to pay for it so we can grow the business through cash flow.
How are you going to do that?
It's an exercise in understanding the market. We have a nice problem. The problem is that there are so many things that you can do with this technology, so many problems that you can solve. We're spoiled for choice. And if we're not careful, we can get distracted on too many interesting things rather than the necessary few. So job one is to understand the global market for this kind of application and then target those companies where the Radiant solution will be transformative for them. And they don't know that they need us yet. So it's my job to show them how they need us.
So in a sense, you're selling the technology, not actually products?
We have three elements to the business. First, and the only one that we're active in right now, is toll manufacturing. So companies outsource the manufacture of their products to us, and we use the Radiant microwave technology to do it. And that's called toll manufacturing, right, or outsourcing. The second thing that we will get into is licensing the technology into existing businesses. So companies, they could be food and flavoring companies, herbs and spices, pharmaceutical companies, fine chemical companies, nutraceutical companies that are using solvent extraction right now. We want to show them that the microwave-assisted solvent extraction is the way to go. And we'll put the equipment in their facility and allow them to use it in exchange for a license fee. And the third element of the business is we'll have our own products, which we will sell on an international basis.
Well, this technology, what makes it so much better than what people are doing right now?
The technology that's used right now is, probably 100 years old. And it relies on some very basic chemistry that the product that you're interested in is going to enjoy being in solvent more than it enjoys being in its raw state. So let's say we have a plant material, you chop it up, mix it with solvent, and the product of interest migrates into the solvent. And you just hope it happens all by its little self. What microwave technology does is force that product out of the biomass into the solvent. So you get more of it out, you get more, bigger recoveries, bigger yields. You can use lower temperatures with the solvent, so it's safer. You can use less solvent, so it's environmentally more responsible. And at the end of the day, you have a product that's purer and more potent than you otherwise would have. So it's just a next generation in recovery of important molecules.
Thank you very much, David.
Pleasure.
Ross Bricker, President and CEO of AVAC Limited.
Ross, what is your involvement with the new Radiant Technologies move to Edmonton?
Well, we as an early stage investor providing startup capital have invested $2.95 million as part of a $5.5 million investment in growing Radiant Technologies and relocating them to Edmonton.
Where did the idea come from to invest in Radiant Technologies and have them move here?
Well, we have an interest in investing in early stage Alberta companies in technology, including agriculture, information communication, life sciences, and industrial areas. And Radiant came to our attention as a company at the early stages that was looking for growth capital to get to market effectively, and the ability to actually fit well into the cluster of biotech companies that currently resides in Edmonton.
Now, they're not just starting out. This is an established company. What does this mean for Alberta and the biotechnology here?
Well, it is an established company. It does have some commercial sales, but it certainly is still a startup company. It's still at the early stage, so the opportunities for Radiant Technology are still ahead of it, and we expect to see significant growth in a extraction technology. Their technology is for extraction, purification, and isolation of high-value bioactive materials, which are the next phase or the next stage of where you'll see the pharmaceutical industry going, where you see healthcare going. So we see this as a wonderful opportunity to complement our existing companies in the space in Alberta to grow that whole health area sector.
Now, you say that right here in the Edmonton Research Park, we actually have the largest biotechnology cluster in Canada. What does that really mean?
Well, when I talk about that, it's particularly ag biotech. What we have is companies in the South Edmonton area, and it's not a huge cluster, but by Canadian standards, it is the largest. These are companies such as Effexa, which have their flagship ColdEvX product, and they happen to be in the building next door to where we're standing today. There's a number of companies that are involved in both the creation and extraction of all sorts of bioactive materials. We've got over 15 companies in the Edmonton, South Edmonton area that work in this space, and Radiant becomes number 16.
Thank you very much, Ross.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Cheryl.
Armand Lavoie, Managing Director of Forgen Technologies Management, Inc., which is an investor in Radiant and also Chairman of the Board of Radiant Technologies.
What can you tell me about Radiant Technologies? How long has it been around?
Radiant was created in 2002, and we were the first institutional investor in Radiant in 2003. Radiant is a company that developed a process from Environment Canada that extracts very effectively specific molecules from plants or other types of biomasses. And those are used in pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, and functional food ingredients and other cosmetics and other applications. The technology has been demonstrated in a number of commercial applications. They do now have clients with revenues and are in the growth stage, and that's why we, as we move from an R&D lab into needing a larger production, we decided to move in a strategic area where we could grow quickly, and therefore Edmonton made sense.
Well, tell me a little bit more about why Edmonton makes sense, because that's quite a big move to go from Vancouver to the prairies.
Well, I think there are three key reasons. Edmonton has a strong life sciences sector, and we saw that it's really paid itself off, because finding high-quality facilities, we were able to find one. Secondly, finding high-quality senior management. Two of the three CEO candidates that we were interviewing both came from Edmonton. They have significant experience. And then lastly, there's existing infrastructure or companies in the sector, and we're having partnership discussions with those so we can collaborate as well. So it's really been working well, quite well for us.
Now, the technology itself, you say that it actually comes from work that Environment Canada did. What was Environment Canada looking for?
Environment Canada was looking at ways of extracting active compound or just extracting materials from different sources. I mean, the technology is quite broad and has numerous applications. I think part of the applications they were looking with is extracting harmful chemicals or wastes from contaminated soils and that's how it evolved. They found this technology worked very well at this, but also had applications in other areas, such as extracting pharmaceuticals, specific, very difficult to extract compounds from plants.
Now, the focus here today has been on this microwave type technology. What makes that different from perhaps the way things have been done in the past?
Do you want a technical answer or just short? Microwaves allow to become more, the process to become much more efficient, and they bring a new force to the extraction process. Typically, you just use dissipation, and therefore you have to use very harsh chemicals that will use a dissipation gradient to extract whatever you can. But because that's the only factor you have, then you're not very selective. Now, when you have two factors, the dissipation gradient and microwaves, you're now able to do a lot of really creative things and combine them and become much more selective, so get higher purities, and we really sometimes produce some very unique products.
Forigen is an investor, and what is it that you see is going to be the benefit for Forigen as an investment company?
We're a financial investor. We invested in Radiant because our expertise is in advanced agricultural technologies, and we've saw 600 plants in the sector from all across North America, and we saw this as one of the top five or six technologies that we've come across through all of those. Our goal is obviously to get a return on our investment based on our expertise, and I will say Radiant is definitely a jewel or a diamond in the rough that's been progressing quite well and starting to shine in our portfolio.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.